The Crestfallen Rose. Written by Michael Martin. Narrated by Amanda Fellows. For Joy, Kate, and Rachel. As crude a weapon as the caveman's club, the chemical barrage has been hurled against the fabric of life. Rachel Carson, Silent Spring. Chapter 1. Houston, 12:01 a.m., March 15, 2001. Fire leapt into the night air. Sparks crackled and swirled as floating particles of chemicals reached flashpoint. Sweaty men in black coats inhaled oxygen from tanks. Masks covered blistering flesh. Caustic vapors infiltrated the rubber seals. The firefighters retched. Water from 5 trucks arched over their heads. The warehouse exploded. The building collapsed, exposing steel girders. Gases volatilized into the night. Men ran out, waving for water gunners to spray them.
"Pull back! Pull back! Get the hell out of there! Let it burn!"
Chief Fire Marshal Edward Hurst ran to the blaze, bullhorn in hand, barking orders. Floating cotton balls of chemicals cooled in the night air and covered his deep blue parka. A form writhed next to a red brick marker, Chemical Retain Warehouse Number 13. Susie Phelps, his rookie firefighter. Hurst flung the bullhorn to the ground. He cradled her in his arms, then ran. Her long blonde hair fell over his thick hands.
"Medic! Medic! Move your ass, now!"
An EMS vehicle raced toward the fire marshal, red light flashing. Hurst, carrying his charge in one arm, yanked open the rear door and bellowed at the attendant inside.
"Trauma center, number 6, radiochemical inhalation. Her lungs may be destroyed. Get a police escort. Move it out. And son?"
The attendant glanced at his chief while laying Susie Phelps on a gurney.
"Pray. Pray hard."
Hurst returned to the fray to ensure all his men were safely away from the inferno. Near him, on a knoll, a solitary figure held both hands to his mouth, gazing at the erupting flames and chemicals vaporizing into the night. Hurst ran toward him. All he needed was a civilian casualty. The man cried, "My babies! My babies!" The man, thin and gaunt as 80 approached, was well known from news articles.
"Dr. Gessel, you've got to get out of here. It's a chemical rainstorm, sir. Please, come with me."
He reached for Gessel's hand, then hesitated. How did one approach a Nobel laureate? 1 a.m., Rosebud Nursery, Plantation, Florida. The moon illuminated rain-spent clouds, bathing Rosebud's greenhouses. The flowers sensed the light. Petals trembled and a march...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?